Wo ist das Übermensch? Hi, James from Ingrid. I was just about 5 questions to make you the most interesting person in the room. Thanks, E. That's about today's lesson. You notice I was speaking German. Those of you who speak German probably go, oh, is German is nicht gut. But it makes me interesting because I'm reading philosophy. But you don't need to read philosophy to be interesting. In today's lesson, I'm going to give you just 5 general questions you can throw into a conversation with someone that will make you a very interesting person. So instead of the usual, hi, my name's Dietrich. I'm from Berlin. What do you do? Let's soup it up a little bit. Oop, that's my first question. So the first question we ask, because what I want you to do when we do this exercise is, I want you to have fun and make an adventure out of it. Think of it as you're a super spy like James Bond and you're going out there to get to know people. But you can't ask questions directly like, are you the bad guy? You have to ask questions to get them to speak to you, to give you information. Okay? And in doing that, our first question is this. What's your superpower? Huh? Well, everybody has something that they do really well or they're proud of. I can't do it, but some people can take their tongue and stick it to their nose. You know, it's a secret little superpower of theirs, or they're great at cooking or something. And once you ask them what their superpower is, they will usually get a smile and a little bit of excitement because you're showing genuine interest in them. Remember that you're on it. You're on an adventure now because now you're going to take a journey with them because you can ask follow-up questions like, how did you discover it? When do you use it? Do you use it as a party trick or is it something you use at work? And they get to show you a side of themselves that people don't usually ask. So one of the best questions you're going to start off with someone, and of course, this is after you have gotten to know them, and I have done a video on getting respect where we talk about asking questions. You should watch that video, and it'll give you some ideas on how to get to this part of the conversation. But ask somebody, friend or family, what's your superpower? What's the second question? So, remember I told you we want to create, secrets create bonds. That's because secrets are filled with adventure. There's something that makes people excited about them. So when they share them, they want to continue the conversation with someone that they have a secret with. My first one to you is your superpower, but the second one is, what's your secret passion or obsession? A superpower is something that you're proud of. Right? I can do this, I can do that. But your passion or obsession might not be something you're quite proud of. Some people like watching, and there's nothing wrong with Mexican novellas or the drama shows, but some people, that's their secret passion. They don't want to tell people that's what they do at night, but that's what they like watching. They're like, oh, what the doctor is now going to be marrying, da 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 da. And it's a passion of theirs and a secret. They keep it to themselves. So as much as this one is a positive one, this could be something that you're a little embarrassed. Some people collect pet rocks. Yes, they have rocks. They name them Jeffrey, Thomas, Bobby, and Billy. Maybe they draw little beards and mustaches and put hats on them, and they have fun with them. And they're 50 years old. It's a secret passion. But you will watch their face light up when they tell you, and you're interested, right? You're like, so what's your secret passion? Pet rock? Seriously? Love them. I love collecting comic books. And as soon as some people find out, they ask me what my favorite one is, and I'll usually tell them some obscure, and that means strange or hard to find comic that people don't know. Like, what? And then I go, oh, you don't know? This guy's why Batman and Superman. And they watch me get like I'm 5 years old. And that's the key. The kid comes out in me and I want to communicate. Notice how I didn't say anything about language and you're learning English here. This can work in any language in any situation, but it's especially good if you're learning languages because you want people to interact with you enthusiastically and be patient with you. And they're happy to do that when they're excited about the topic. When you walk in like, what's your name? What do you do for a job? Okay. Same old, and your English isn't very good. I'm already out of the conversation. But when you ask me what my secret superpower is, I go, I can put my tongue in my nose. Watch. All of a sudden, I'm 5, and you're like my best friend, and we're having fun. When you ask me about my secret passion or obsession, I'm already filled with energy. So you've just filled the conversation with energy. Once again, you're on an adventure. We get there by being interested in other people, and they'll share that energy with you and give you the time to learn the language and get a new friend. I gave you the first two questions. When I gave you these are one questions. You'll see, basically it's one question each. The next ones I'm going to give you are basically two-parters. So I'm going to teach you how to take a question of interest and add on a second part to the question to continue the conversation. Cool? So try these two out next time you're out at a party or visiting some friends. You'd be surprised what the answers are, right? Even ask your mom or someone. And now we'll go to the second part. So part two, I'm going to call it Imagine If, okay? So it's going to be two because these are things people don't probably have in their mind right away. But you're going to take the time to get them to open up their imagination and think about what if or imagine if. Okay? So let's come back for number C, which will be the third part of the questions to make you the most interesting person in the room. So we've used secrets to create bonds. And now what I want to do is go and use people's imaginations, or that's what you want to do. And in this way, we're going to do a two-part questions, and the next couple of questions will be that two parts. So you can start with a question and continue the conversation with another question. Here's the first Imagine If. What did you want to be as an adult when you were a child? You see, I've got kid or a child. It depends on your audience. If you're at a business meeting, you probably want to say child. If you're at a party or a bar, you probably want to say kid. All right, so we can make it formal or informal just by changing one word. Okay. So wait for that answer. They might have said, I want to be a cowboy or an astronaut, or I wanted to be president or a YouTuber or something. I don't know. But once you've got that answer, you can lead into the second thing. So continue that conversation. What aspects, and that means part, aspect means part. What aspects of that dream are in your life now? Are you doing that job? Are you, if you wanted to be an astronaut, do you get to go on adventures in your job? If you're a scientist now, maybe you get the time to investigate, or you're a detective, right? So investigation was important. Or if you wanted to be a doctor, or you wanted to go into mental health, you wanted to help people. Are those parts of your job? And if not, you can maybe talk to them about how they can incorporate or put parts of those aspects in their job. Like, okay, you're an accountant, but you always wanted to be like a doctor. Well, you're helping people. You're helping people solve financial problems. You're breathing life into their business.
Well, I never thought about it like that.
Oh, there you go. Well, I could see that. That's why you chose that career. You're getting to know someone, and they're going to get to know you, right? It's an adventure. Have fun with this. I said this before. And you've got these two parts questions. So the first one is one part, but these two part questions get to help you get a little bit deeper into the conversation with the person, right? So this was number C. Let's look at number D. So while we're imagining, why don't we do the ultimate imagining and think about movies, okay? In this case, here's a great question you can ask that's going to, I was just working with someone, I was saying it, and they were, so who would you be? And I don't know. Which actor would you want to play you in the movie of your life? All the actors in the world, you got to sit back and kind of go, who gets my handsomeness and my intelligence? Who understands me? I'm just joking. But who would you think would be the best actor to portray or play you in a movie? And then once you've got that, what kind of movie would it be? And that seems obvious. It's about my life. Well, is your life an adventure? Is it a thriller? Is it a horror story? Is it a romance novel? What is your life? Then you could think about the actor in the movie and the plot. It's pure imagination, but it's pure conversation. And you're getting to know someone intimately. That means very closely and deeply. So as much as this question is fun, be careful how you ask it, because you might get into conversations you weren't prepared to get into. Because once people get to be that five-year-old, really energetic, happy person and open, they will open doors for you to communicate to. So be aware of who you're speaking to and where you want to go. Because maybe which actor? It's not so bad. What kind of movie? Because what you're secretly asking is, what is your life like? Not your work life. Like, what's your life in general? How do you view your life? Or how do you view your world? All right. So enough seriousness. Let's bring some levity. And I'm going to bring the final question, which is in some ways, this set of questions is some of the most important because it's going to show how that person was shaped. So we're going to do question number E. Like Mr. E, get it? E, question E. And we're going to have a full set of questions, right, for our conversations. So if you've got your actor down, that's really cool. But maybe this actor, and this is going to be with my third set of questions for you to become the most interesting person in the room. This person, this actor, maybe they're not an actor, maybe they've influenced you by some advice. So this last set of questions is going to give you a very deep look into the person, how they became what they are. I mean, the first one we're talking about what they dream to be. Okay. And this other one we're talking about what they would like to be. But here's who they are. And if you can play with all these questions in a conversation, that's fantastic. But this one's going to give you a bit of bang for your buck. You notice there are three what we call embedded questions. So that question leads to the next set of questions. What was the best piece of advice you have ever been given? People love to talk about what they've done and how they've helped other people. But to ask them, what was the best piece of advice you've ever been given? This is something they've taken to heart for a reason. And when we get to question number three, you'll understand. And it might be, you know, make sure you give back to your community, blah, 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 blah. And from there, you can ask the next one, who gave it to you? My grandfather gave me this piece of advice, which was treat the president and the cleaner the same. Give them the same amount of respect. And I've actually tried to do that most of my life. I hope I haven't let him down. He's passed on. But I've tried to keep that in mind. Like every person is a person. Doesn't matter if they're wearing a badge that says president or a street cleaner. And I think that's had a great impact on my life. So when you ask somebody who gave it to you, you're going to find out important influences in their lives. And that's cool. Was it school? Was it work? Was it off of, you know, Tony Robbins or something like that, off of television? You know, but you'll get to know a bit about the person. But this last question is the best question in my view. How has it impacted or affected your life? So you got this advice and you're saying it's the best piece of advice you've been given, right? It was given to you by someone important because that's why you call it the best piece of advice, right? Could have been someone just off the street who said something to you. I don't know. But that person now has a special place in your heart because they gave you advice that changed your life. How did it change your life? And that's where you get to know who they are, where they are, and where they're moving from. Because they're telling you it's impacted my life. It helped me meet my present wife or husband. It helped me get through school or a messy divorce or da-da-da-da. But it changed their life. And this is the person who stands before you right now. So by asking this question, you get to know who you're actually talking to and how they got there and some of the most important people in their lives. So remember, I told you, you'll become the most interesting person in the room. And there's actually a commercial, you should look it up. The most interesting man in the world. I'm sure he uses these questions. So I hope you had fun. And remember, secrets create bonds. And remember to ask, imagine if, get the person's imagination, because life is an adventure. Conversation should also be that way. Not a journey that you have to go through, but something that's fun, that has some ups and downs, but keeps you around. Anyway, this is my time for this particular video. I hope you enjoyed it. Please go to the website, but don't forget, if you're still here looking at me right now, to like and subscribe, especially if you've watched more than two or three videos. All right. Anyway, have a brilliant day. I look forward to seeing you soon.